is CKLN 88.1 FM, licensed by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission to broadcast in stereo at 88.1 MHz on the FM band. CKLN is owned and operated by CKLN Radio Incorporated, which is located at Ryerson University within the Student Campus Center in Toronto, Canada.
At the time of license application, CKLN filed a comprehensive promise of performance with the Commission, and within that document made specific commitments to its operations and programming. The license issued by the CRTC requires CKLN to honor these commitments made in the promise of performance and to comply with the FM radio broadcasting regulations.
A copy of the license with the promise of performance and conditions of licensing is available for inspection by any member of the public at the offices of the Commission and at the offices of CKLN during business hours. Radio frequencies are public property in Canada. CKLN invites your comments and inquiries.
Our mailing address is 55 Gould Street, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M5B1E9, phone number 416-979-5251.
Thank you for tuning in to CKLN 88.1 FM, and good morning.
Vulture, it grows your mind and you grind for you become a sculpture. The pop culture vulture, it grows your mind and you grind for you become a sculpture. Yeah. Welcome to pop culture, welcome to your cult, pick your color sculpture, picking at your brain like a vulture, picking up the slack where you had game now. Just function with every twist, bleep or blip on your iPhone, surprise homes, guess who they got, they eye on, you gotta know by now, fight the eye homes, you gotta do or die, that's how you survive clones, how can you stay alive, living someone else's life, now your mind gone, guess you don't mind born, guess you know what to say, if you had to, so who know what to say, cause they glide through, you know they place, and know what held you down, can hold you down too, hold you down with a sound that surrounds you, protect you, inject you with the energy to interject to, intersect causing heck, cause we meant to, mentally and physically ready. Cut right through. Pop culture vulture controls your mind and your grind till you become a sculpture. The pop culture vulture controls your mind and your grind till you become a sculpture. Yeah. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. Jack and Jay-Z to Biggie verse detected. Jack until I'm packing it, why do we eject it? Take it to your face, now your brain expect it. Predict the program, unpredictably hectic. Saw Pac get resurrected. Stop, my block needs a Pac too, now check it. How they trying to wreck it? Coke rap is all they respected. Now why would that be? Check your head, get. Check how your skin's been set up for you to do a bid. Get it quick, now get the heck out of it. You think I'm out of it, out of my mind? Not this time, you prove me you'll deal with it and stop crying. Stop lying, try to say the game just fine with a bunch of little kids in you and mine. I go at each line with a weaponized mind. Say, repping my grind for mankind, you man mine. Sorry, sweetie, spot that time. It's even man worth staying. So you can state your state of mind. Not saying I can save you, but saying I'm trying to see you saying that to you without lying. Who's saying what they saying to you? I'm just trying to steal the right lines that help them control your mind. The pop culture vulture controls your mind. It's grind to you, become a sculpture. Pop culture vulture controls your mind and you grind till you become a sculpture. Yeah. Who shot you shorty? Man, I was naughty. Gonna take a real man to put down the 40. Gonna need a 38 or 44 shortly. They wanna shoot you back. That a boy, see? We learn to love guns and we learn to love fun. So put them both together, see the mother suckers run. Try to shoot, I'ma shoot back. That's how the game won. Gun in my left hand, pen in my right one. The right one wrong at a time. One time for your mind.
1, 2.
1, 2.
1, 2.
Check 1, 2.
Hope you don't mind what I find to be a crime. At this time, you're taking out a thing that's trash in your prime.
I'm more than just an option. Hey, 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 refuse to be forgotten. Hey, 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 I took a chance with my heart. Hey, 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 and I feel it taking over. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find your loving, I better find your heart. I better find you all my love, and nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number. You'll find another. Hey, hey, hey. So every single summer. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving.
CKLN listeners, hey, hey, hey. You are listening to CKLN's Rude Awakening. This is your host, BK, a.k.a. Black Krishna. Here on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. It is Thursday, June 3rd, 2010. Hope you're enjoying yourselves out there in the beautiful weather. This absolutely is my favorite city in the world, Toronto. My absolute favorite city in the world. For like, you know, 6 months a year. And then when it's cold, it's like top 20 or something. But right now, this place is fen freaking ominal. And so a little shout out to the pop culture vulture out there. Not a threat. I mean, I was listening to Jay-Z and Eminem's Renegade for 40 minutes or so walking up to Young and Dundas's from Dufferin and Dundas, where I live, to do the show here on CKLN Radio. And, yeah, just keep listening to Renegade. I've been afraid. I penetrate pop culture, bring them alive close to the block where they, and so on and so forth. And, cause I'm a mother effing renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind now. Any given time of day. Never been afraid to talk about anything. Now, what that means for me personally, what that means for the activist issues that I take an interest in is something that's to be determined. But right now, I will let you know out there in CKLN Radio listener land, if you'd like to tape a copy of the show, I recommend you do. We've been having some issues here at the station. I'm not exactly sure the nature of those issues, but I did write an article a couple of years ago called CKLN Radio versus the New World Order. And, well, because... And when you see what generally speaking money promotes in this culture, and you see the interests represented here in community radio, including prisoners' rights, native rights, minorities' rights, women's rights, anti-globalization issues, anti-poverty issues, homelessness, and of course anti-New World Order issues, which is certainly one of my specialties here on the show. I've been at it for a while. If you're just new to this whole New World Order thing, don't worry about it. They're not new, and there's no hiding who the heck they are anymore. So then it just becomes a question of how do we deal with it? And start off the show with my song, Pop Culture Vulture. Shout-outs to Drake, Toronto artist, very talented Toronto artist, who's just dropping big time. And he's incredibly talented and seems like a nice enough guy, being that he's from this city, and T-Dot's known as the screw-faced capital of the world. I have heard, you know, a variety of things about him, but this is the thing. You know, if you're secure and no one's coming at you on a regular basis, then, you know, you got no reason to talk a bunch of mess about them. You know, and I'm just saying this because I've been through a few things that have taught me this. I've had friends like, quote unquote, break up with me. Whatever that means in guy speak, where they're just like, you know what, you're busy. I want you to come and hang out with me and my wife, and I want you to, you know, bring your girlfriend or bring a girlfriend, and And that's what I want. And you're always doing your thing. And you send me these emails or these invitations to things you're doing. And you know I'm not interested in that. And I'm just like, look, this is what I'm doing. And that's what you're doing. And you can't, you know, not like me because I don't back you up on what you're doing. Because I don't dislike anyone who doesn't back me up what I'm doing. I think it's a little impractical to not back me up on what I'm doing. Or to heck with me, I'm a goofy cat. You know, I'm right about a lot of things, but it's hard to tell sometimes. And so whatever. You know, just the idea of fighting for your freedom on every single level against the influence of money out there. That's corrupting the world. And there's nothing against money, nothing against rich people. This is a system, the New World Order system, the Anglo-American establishment system, that corrupts every aspect of our society. Now, so I'm listening to Jay-Z and Eminem's Renegade on the way up here today. I was listening to a little bit of it yesterday and just got into it again. I had a remix of the track. Why do I bring this up? Why would I tell? What about the FEMA camps? Damn it, BK, you're screwing your listeners. You know what you should do? You should talk somberly and soberly and somberly about, well, the FEMA camps going up, and it appears that they are now enforcing these various crazy laws against citizens increasingly, and surveillance is going up, and a bunch of people tried to leave Facebook, and then they couldn't because, you know, it's Facebook. If you leave your persona non-Facebook grata, and if you can't get any Facebook grata these days, it's just hard to come by, period. But. That's neither here nor there. I bring up music a lot because I know what it does for me and I know what it does for other people. And to heck with me, you know, with my amusingly punishing schedule. Look at Michael Phelps, swimmer Michael Phelps. He won like 87 gold medals at the Chinese Olympics. 87. There's only 11 swimming events. And he won. They made him extra gold medals. You know, they melted down. Gold coins, necklaces. People were donating. Give Michael Phelps more medals. Give him more medals. He is the best swimmer ever. We swear he's part fish. But Michael Phelps listened to a lot of Young Jeezy and a lot of hip hop in general. A lot of commercial hip hop, especially a lot of stuff I play here on the show. Not because I don't like independent hip hop, and certainly if people send me stuff, I'll play it. It's not like I've been given CDs and played it, and I don't have to get no free stuff. You can send me an email. Like with MP3, and I'll play it. That's not my issue. Send it to blackchristian@gmail.com. And I have had a few, and certainly shout out to Plex, newleafentertainment.ca, and others, Lal, who I've played in the show, veteran Toronto band, to get you in the mood for these things. But music is the key because, and I've said this to a couple people here on the show, I said, I'll quit the damn show, or at least quit a few days of it, if I don't see some more action on the streets of TDOT. If I don't get some more positive feedback, not for me. I don't care. I would rather have 10 peers and 10 million fans. You know, fans will look at you funny. I got some friends that just stop, you know, once they kind of know what you can do, they kind of look at you weird and trip out a bit. Because they can't take that away, because this is me expressing myself at my rawest, purest, hardest core, and never been afraid to say what's on my mind now, any given time of day, because I'm a renegade. And as Eminem and Jay-Z opined in the song Renegade from a few years ago. But the point is that this is nothing to do. You know, for years, people have demanded to be treated like children. No, I don't understand it. Even saw a video for Get Up Stand Up yesterday by Bob Marley on YouTube, and the highest rated comment was, people will never get this. Yes, you can. He made it as simple as freaking possible. Anyway, enough of this for now. Alex Jones, Mike Rivera on the latest Israel-Palestinian dust-up. That fight's been going on 50 years on purpose, folks. Let's end it.
Brings up the central point that I've made several times in the first hour, and watching that one live feed that got out that's been on Al Jazeera, Press TV, Fox, CNN, hundreds of, you know, different local TV stations, scores of international networks, and we're going to continue to roll that in the background. In fact, I'll probably just play one of the reports, you know, unedited coming up, because we've got some clips here that are from start to finish with the Press TV reporters and others. Out on the deck, and you do hear banging and exploding in the minutes and seconds before the boarding, and that actually fits with how ships are normally boarded during a blockade. They fire tear gas, they fire flashbangs, they fire across the bow, the ship won't stop. The ship finally gets scared, it runs the flag up, and the Arabs and the pro-Palestinian group, they say, yeah, we ran the white flag up. Then the Israeli commandos come down because the ship has surrendered, and then the people attack them. So there's no doubt that the Israelis attack the ship with flashbangs and with tear gas. But the big issue is, and the problem is Israel has the ship now, ships, and can cover this up. If Israel fired real ammunition into the ship, there is no doubt this was illegal. Mike Rivera?
Well, you need to remember that what Israel calls a rubber bullet is not what the United States calls a rubber bullet. The Israeli rubber bullets still have steel cores, and they are lethal at close distance. And the bottom line here is, again, Israel can make up any statements it wants about why it wants to stop the aid fleet, but they have never, ever once found any evidence of weapons going into Gaza. The ship was carrying construction supplies to repair the damage from cast lead, was carrying food, medical supplies, crayons, toys for the kids. All of these ships' cargoes were inspected at their ports of departure. Israel is basically throwing a tantrum and saying, you have to do what we tell you to do anywhere in the world. And you need to remember, Israel doesn't have the legal authority to issue orders to ships flying foreign flags in international waters. And again, Israel is just, you know, making up these stories to justify continuing this blockade of Gaza to try and starve the Gazan people into leaving because Israel covets their land. This has been the agenda for the last 4 years. Israel is putting out all this propaganda to justify what is, in essence, unjustifiable. They're still coming out with this canard that Hamas took control of Gaza with a violent coup. They didn't. Hamas won the election. But Israel doesn't want to admit the election happened anymore because, Israel believes in democracy only when their people can win. And they support the Palestinian Authority because the Palestinian Authority is so far basically just rolling over and allowing the West Bank settlements to continue and allow the encroachment of more, land grab. And basically what is left of Palestine is dissolving before the eyes of the Palestinian people. All of this is in defiance of United Nations resolutions. And I remember back in 2003 when we were sending our young men and women to go in and attack Iraq over weapons of mass destruction that Israel claimed they had and they didn't have them, we were being told that the reason we were doing this was because Iraq was defying the United Nations. Well, now we have Israel defying the United Nations. And what does the United States government do? They stand up in the Security Council and say, oh, we can't criticize Israel for what they did. And it's just – It's angering to see the government of the United States of America so much supportive of the government of Israel.
Well, let me ask this. What's going to happen when the Turks send warships in? I mean, is Israel going to attack them?
I think Israel very well might. Israel cannot admit error. They cannot back down. I think there's going to be a confrontation at sea, and the whole region may blow up because Syria and Lebanon and all these other countries are saying Israel has started a new regional war.
And now you just said it. You just said it. Perfect timing. In Asia, we've got the Korea blow up between North and South with a torpedo, which is very suspicious. We'll talk about that when we come back. Separately, you've got the Middle East blowing up. You've got Iraq, setting fire again. You've got escalations in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Right as the central banks collapse Europe and the United States, right as the G20 is openly announcing the birth of world government, magically the wars start. Mike, how many times have we talked about in the last year that they're going to have wars? And the Rand Corporation said 2 years ago that they need wars all over the planet to bring in the world government, and that only a new world war can do it, and it looks like it's being delivered on a silver platter.
Yes, by Israel, and we need to keep that in mind here because one of the problems we have with all of our previous wars are that the nations that really start them very often skip out sideways and the blame falls on a third party. And we need to remember, Israel is the author of this new global disaster.
Well, they let past aid ships in. Why did they stop this? We'll be right back with Mike Rivera.
Make it, do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger, working hard.
CKLN listeners, that was Mike Rivero with Alex Jones on the latest dust up in Israel. You know, frankly, and I don't talk about Israel, you know, that much on this show because I think it's a mistake. I think it's crazy, but I do call them out just like I call out anybody that does anything wrong. You know, I said hi to a bunch of cop cars on the way this morning because I'm the only one on the street and I'm bobbing my head like a maniac screaming renegade. And you know, they're trying to figure out, should we tase that guy? Oh, he's just rapping. Nah, don't worry about it. and so I, you know, give him a quick nod and let them go about their biz, and I'll go about mine. But if they do something wrong, you got to call them out. And if I do something wrong, you got to call me out. And I got to be man enough to say, you know, if I'm a decent human being, I'm not going to argue the point. You know, if I'm a strong human being, I'm not going to argue the point. You know, I said for years, I'm right about so much stuff that I don't mind being wrong about a couple of things. It's not my issue. But another woman who's been right about a number of things is Ms. Dean Nicholson, and she's a dedicated health freedom advocate. So if you folks out there get access to healthy, natural, organic foods, vitamins, herbs, and minerals, natural supplements, and you know, you don't die of cancer and so on, well, hey, send Dee an email, say thanks, and I'll let her provide some details in a sec. But she's coming on the show for an interview around 6:30-ish when I'll give her a call. But before then, I'd like to break down some health because I really don't do enough about this. Now, there's something called Bill C. I think it was before Bill C-51 or something else too, but Bill C-51 and C-52, and I wrote about those in October 2008 in an editorial published in the North Bay Nugget. And I referenced, I sourced the bills, and they printed the link and everything because they were like, yeah, this is pretty well-sourced. Like, we can say this guy's a little nutty about what he wants to do about the problem, but he's done enough sourcing to figure out the problem. And so the North Bay Nugget ran a 1,500 word conspiratorial anti-New World Order screed editorial promoting Dr. Andrew Molden at the time, anti-vaccine brain expert, medical doctor, and neuropsychiatrist who didn't end up winning, but we certainly ended up having a great excuse to talk about the vaccine issue there, and a great sample size to prove that Canadians know that vaccines are dangerous. Most of them don't trust, you know, them, period. A lot of them don't trust the flu shot for sure, and then, you know, it's a gray area because of fear and so on about the others. But that's Bill C. That's Bill C-51 and 52, and now it became Bill C-6. And Bill C-6, so what is, what, why is it so important? Well, Dee and I are going to get into that. But I want to point something out to you. If I Google Bill C-6, the first suggestion is Battle Against Bill C-6 from Vitality Magazine, common health food magazine you see out there in the stores. And there's BillC6.com, there's Bill C-6 Parliament of Canada, and there's Bill C-6 in the news, national health, you know, petition and so on, Canadians protest draconian Bill C-6, and so on. And so there's a petition site. If I type Bill C-6 into Google News, I get nothing. I get absolutely nothing. And yet you can clearly see, that there is a Bill C-6, you know, on Canada's own government website that's not being discussed. And this is basically to restrict access to vitamins, herbs, and supplements, and put the world's food supply under, you know, UN control. Canada's version is Bill C-6. The Yanks got one. Every country that's signatory to WTO and member of the UN should be Bill C-6 or Codex Alimentarius compliant. And so that's what's going on there. Why the fluoridation of public water supplies is illegal by Mike Adams from naturalnews.com. Naturalnews.com from just yesterday. Since we have fluoride in our water supply and more of it, as they want to make us sleepy before the G20, it's worth looking into. But we got to have some laughs about all these things. And so the Australian Broadcasting Company, Go Australia, I was there a few years ago. They're like Canadians with they're a bit more confident with their sense of humor. They're a bit snarkier, but it can be more amusing. And this is the Australian Broadcasting Company on European economic woes, basically a spoof of how we should view the bailouts by giant countries and giant banks to giant countries and giant banks.
Time now for John Clark and Brian Doerr with a few reflections on Europe's financial woes.
Your name is Roger, yes?
Roger.
Ah, that's your name.
Roger.
Good. And what do you do, Roger?
I'm a financial consultant.
Ah, financial consultant, eh?
Roger,
yeah, terrific. And, Roger, how's business at the moment?
Not bad, thank you. Been a bit quiet lately.
How do you mean lately?
Since the war, been a bit quiet.
Fair enough. Okay, Roger, your special subject tonight is the economies of the European community. Mm. Your time starts now. Best of luck.
Thank you.
How much does Greece owe, Roger?
$367 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Mostly to the other European economies.
Correct. How much does Ireland owe?
$865 billion.
Correct. And who do they owe it to?
Other European economies, mostly.
Correct. How much does Spain and Italy owe?
$1 trillion each.
Correct. Who to?
Mainly France, Britain and Germany.
Correct. And how are Germany, France and Britain going, Roger?
Well, they're struggling a bit, aren't they?
Correct. Why?
Because they've lent all these vast amounts of money to other European economies that can't possibly pay them back.
Correct. So what are they going to do?
They're going to have to bail them out.
Correct. Where are they getting the money to do that, Roger?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one.
How much does Portugal owe?
Hang on a minute. What was the answer to that earlier question?
Just keep answering the questions, Roger. Where is Portugal going to get the money it owes to Germany if Germany can't get back the money that it lent to Italy?
Just a minute. What was the answer to the previous question? The question was, how can broke economies lend money to other broke economies who haven't got any money because they can't pay back the money the broke economy lent to the other broke economy and shouldn't have lent it to them in the first place because the broke economy can't pay it back?
You're wasting very valuable time, Roger. How much money does Spain owe to Italy?
$41 billion, but where are they going to get it?
Correct. What does Italy owe to Spain?
$27 billion, but they haven't got it. They're broke.
Correct. How can they pay each other if neither of them has any money?
They're going to get a bailout, aren't they?
Correct. And where's the money coming from for the bailout?
That's what I'm asking you.
Correct. Why are people selling the European currency and buying the US dollar?
Because the US economy is so much stronger than the European economy.
Correct. Why is that, Roger?
Because it's owned by China.
Correct. And very well done. And after that round, you've lost $1 million.
I've lost $1 million. I thought you said well done.
Yes, well done. You've only lost $1 million. That's an extraordinary performance, Roger.
I've only lost $1 million.
Very well done.
And that's quite good, is it?
Oh, excellent.
Sell everything immediately. Quickly.
I think it's called laughing as you sink.
Check, check, check. Ms. D. Nicholson, are you there?
I am indeed, BK.
Wonderful, wonderful. It is great to have you on the air. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being up this early and joining us. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I got to commend you for doing this, my dear. Either that or commit you.
Well, you know what? They're going to commit me, so I'd rather you commend me so we have balance. We must all achieve balance, right? We're all looking for balance. So Dee, what's on your mind? You're a health freedom advocate. I'm a healthy guy. And if you don't keep this up, then I might not be. So what you been up to and what should we know and what can we do and break down a bit for people who are completely new to this area of activism and your work specifically, what you do?
Oh, that was a mouthful. Do you want to care to repeat that?
What are you up to, Dee?
There you go. Okay. Well, essentially, I am one of the, I guess you'd say, mouthpieces, big cheeses of Canadians for Health Freedom. And we are a group of groups. We're an umbrella group of different grassroots organizations from across Canada. There are about 14 of us all together, and that's groups, not people. And essentially what we do is we get active in terms of educating people as to certain aspects of healthcare that they may or may not be totally aware of. For example, when the H1N1 vaccine was offered, we also offered some information in terms of what was in that shot and whether or not we thought it was a good idea. We thought it was a good idea for them, for the general public, to inform themselves. And in fact, thanks in large part to a number of groups, including our own, across the country, while they're bemoaning the fact, we're celebrating the fact that only one-third of Torontonians actually took that shot. So, well advised, because at CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org, we have a reporting page that is dedicated to those people who have had adverse effects from the H1N1 vaccine. And we've got about 300 entries on that particular page already, and people are suffering. So we think it's pretty important to get out there and teach people what options are available to them, what their rights are, and how to preserve them. And preserving them, of course, is the number one thing on our agenda. And this is where all roads lead to Rome, as it were.
Yeah, and Rome's still in business, the latest incarnation anyway, Ms. D. Nicholson. I'm shocked. I'm shocked. I'm horrified. I'm offended I feel sad, honestly, because, you know, what else are you going to do? That one in three Torontonians here in my city got shot. I think that's terrible, but it's amazing the work you've done. I know my colleagues at TorontoTruthSeekers.com and I were on the streets handing out vaccine exemption forms and so on. So I guess information was circulating, but it hasn't been normal for people to pass it on in many ways. What's been the reaction to your efforts on the H1N1 issue and more currently other issues you've been working on?
Well, essentially with the H1N1 issue, it was a multifarious thing, because there were certain states in the United States and certain countries around the world that were making these shots mandatory. And of course, there's absolutely nothing free about something that's mandatory. So we were very much opposed to the idea of mandatory vaccination for anything. And we are trying to educate people now as to what's really going on in terms of how we have health freedom. Like, what is the mechanism of that? Well, the mechanism of that is that Canada, as an independent and free state, gets to direct her own health laws.
All right, Dee, I want to get into that in one sec, but for people out there who have had an adverse reaction to the H1N1 vaccine, you are basically, and I saw this phenomenal site you put together where it's basically like, look, we're just going to trust you to report your adverse reactions. You're clearly not doing this for...
And boy, did they.
Yeah, you're not doing this for money. You're not doing this for sex. You're not doing this for power. You're doing this because more than likely you had an adverse reaction to a dangerous vaccine and want to help someone else reconcile that. So where can people go to see this information or to help contribute to this cause of the adverse reactions to the H1N1 vaccine?
Well, they can go to our website, which is CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org. And once on the main page at the top right, they will see a link on the right-hand side of the page that says H1N1 vaccine adverse events Canadians report here. Click there and go to that page. And they're going to have to scroll a long way down to make a comment if they wish.
300 adverse reactions. Canadians for Health Freedom.
I can also tell you that the people on that page are riled up. They are riled up because they have spent 6 months suffering with symptoms ranging from headaches to joint aches to brain fog to mild paralysis that comes and goes to hives to extreme allergies to all kinds of symptoms. I mean, the Guillain-Barre, you can just smell it all over the page.
Well, and you saw the cover of the Toronto Sun, which the media has done some really good work. CBC came and talked to us. The Toronto Sun, in their classic "Here's a Giant Horrible Picture" way, had a picture of a woman whose face was paralyzed, seized up by Guillain-Barre, and she says the doctors won't say it, no one will say it, no one at the hospital will say it, but if the only obvious thing is it could be the vaccine.
Well, this is the thing. When you have that number of people all reporting similar symptoms, dating right from the time that they took their vaccine, And when they're reporting on behalf of their children and their doctors have been involved and they're still saying, I know it's the flu shot because my child was healthy until he took this shot. Now, we had two babies die in Saskatchewan. I don't think anybody heard about that, but they died. One died, I think it was about 9 hours after getting the shot, and the other one lasted, I think, 28 hours or 36 hours, something like that. But then we had a 40-year-old mother of six out on the West Coast in Vancouver who dropped dead within a day of having the shot, perfectly healthy prior to that, left a family of six children. We have all kinds of reports. I mean, all kinds of them. And people are getting very angry because while the government of Canada indemnified GlaxoSmithKline, which was the maker of the vaccine, from any kind of lawsuit stemming from liability, okay, they at the same time said they would accept liability. Well, we don't see any effort on behalf of those Canadians who have made reports duly to their doctors as they were instructed to do. We don't see any action. If you look on that page, you will find that there is not one person has reported that the government has given a hairy hoot about what happened to them.
And their lack of desire to investigate 300-plus Canadians suffering serious adverse reactions from this vaccine, their lack of a desire to look into cause and effect relationship is an indictment of their methodology.
Oh, of course.
And
then when you add to that the fact that the WHO is being investigated at very high levels right now because of, you know, the whole flu scam that went on. I mean, it never came up to pandemic levels. And the thing that's really wild is, do you know that pandemic is still in effect? Margaret Chan is of the UN has never revoked it.
I'm sure that's the thing is, and Dee, you know this as well as I do, so we're just speculating on something that we haven't investigated yet. But I'm sure that if they have the pandemic sort of designation, then it can relate to funding issues or policy issues,
absolutely.
And so that's why they keep it there. It's not because there's an actual pandemic. It's if they say this, just like if they say, you know, there's you know a pandemic, they can declare martial law, but if they don't, they can't. And so they have more options on the table in situations of fear and crisis and emergencies.
Well, yeah, that option is right there. Now, they did not make mandatory vaccinations happen. They did not make quarantines happen. They did not make...
They talked a lot about it, though.
Oh, sure they did, and they have every right. And because they have not revoked that declaration of a pandemic, which, I might remind, they downgraded from the previous definition prior to declaring so that they could declare it, because the flu still was not even meeting up to their initial standards right from the beginning. So they had a real problem with that one. If they were intending to do something, they sure messed up. But I thought it was, you know, it was quite something to watch. But to watch these people suffer now is just beyond me.
Well, I'll tell you,
I got to get back to this health sovereignty thing, because that's really our main thing. You see, if we're talking about mandatory vaccinations declared by the UN,
well, they shouldn't be
the WHO.
They shouldn't be setting any of our policies, United Nations. Now look, Dee, it's good to kick them when they're down. A lot of people know the H1N1 thing's a joke. I mean, no one saw anybody with H1N1, despite the fact this is a super infectious disease pandemic. And so it's good to kick them when they're down, and it's good to take stock of what happened, because we need to indict Health Canada and our healthcare and medical industrial complex to even save the people in there from being forced to do horrible jobs. Like, we should save soldiers from having to torture people at Guantanamo Bay and other camps. Like, you shouldn't put people in positions to dehumanize others. So that's that on the H1N1 issue. Hopefully it's settled, and hopefully people can go to CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org to donate some of their stories on this, or to tell their friends about it, to list any adverse reactions to the H1N1 vaccine. Also see the work of Dr. Russell Blaylock to help you detox, among others. But Ms. Dee Nicholson, that was then, this is now. Bill C-6, tell us about it, tell us what's going on, and tell us what we need to know.
Okay, well, right now it's not a threat to anybody, because it is reputed to be being retooled. This is the word that they're using.
Now, they've retooled us three times, Dee, so right now it's not a threat in the sense of they're just trying to build a bigger, better weapon.
It's not on the
weapon.
Order paper.
Right.
Until it's on the order paper, there's nothing to fight.
So explain this.
You might go to your
MP's
office and say, I don't want you to pass the reincarnation of Bill C-6.
Right. Dee, hold on a sec. What's an order paper?
It doesn't even have a number yet, so you don't even know what bill to refer to. And in the meantime...
Dee, hold on a sec. What's the order paper? Just let me know what the order paper is. Let's take this through so people can understand legislatively where they can affect some change. Let's give me the order paper here, because you said something that I didn't know, and if I don't know it, I'm afraid my listeners might not know it. So slowly and carefully, I know this is familiar to you, and that's why you're on the show. Thank you so much for waking up and sharing this. What do you mean it's not on the order paper yet? What is an order paper? And if there is if there is a process by which they are retooling this, how can Canadians listening to the show or ones who hear about this method take action to stop that or to jam that retooling process? So, again, first the order paper, and then, you know, is there anything we can do about this policy being redeveloped?
Okay, here's the thing. The way Parliament is set up right now is that essentially the House can stop the bill, all right, but they're not going to. They've already made it clear. They passed it the first time unanimously. They may do so a little more cautiously this time, but if it passes at all and it goes into the Senate is stacked with conservatives. So the likelihood that the bill will pass completely into law is pretty high once they introduce it. But as I said, it's not on the order paper. The order paper is a list whereby all of the new legislation is scheduled to be debated in the House of Commons. And so Bill C-6, this reincarnation, which does not yet have a number, is not on that order paper.
So C-51 and 52 were killed, and now 6 has basically been killed thanks to the work of people like yourself. Senator Elaine McCoy blogging live from the Senate, saying that these people are crazy in a very, very sweet, you know, lovely woman kind of way, but basically blogging from the Senate going, these people are nuts.
This woman kicks.
Awesome. She is awesome. Yeah.
She's pretty awesome. Yeah, but you see, the problem is we don't have that Senate anymore.
Harper restacked it, right? Harper, the Queen, agreed to...
Well, we believe that one of the major reasons for prorogation was because with prorogation and the bill being dropped from the order paper because, of course, Parliament was over, so any of Parliament's business was over, then he had the right, because he prorogued, to not only stack the Senate, which he was going to do anyway... But he had, because of prorogation, the ability to reset all the committees, the standing committees in the Senate. And that's where that bill got chewed up, was in the standing committee. First of all, it got sent to the wrong committee, as far as we were concerned. It got sent to Social Affairs. It should have gotten sent to Constitutional Affairs because it had 8 violations of the Constitution. Sitting right smack dab in there. They were so obvious that a layperson could spot them. They were big enough to drive a Mack truck through, and one of them made us subject to the dictates of foreign governments. Okay? Now, if you would, I want to break away from your little script here for a second, because it's really important that people hear about it now. I can tell you that the ministers and the members of the Ontario legislature have not heard about this, and yet they are involved in the process. This is the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, is what it's called now. Started out as the Canada-European Union Economic and Trade Agreement, or CETA, C-E-T-A. It is under negotiation right now. Now, if you look at that clause in Bill C-6, which we know it's the only clause that we screamed about that went uncontested through both houses, including the Senate.
So on the biggest issues, they're pretty much lock, stock, and barrel.
Exactly. And this is the thing that really drew my attention to it, because I'm going, wait a minute. The one clause in here, like all these other ones, were domestic. They were straight domestic. They dealt with warrantless search and seizure and removal of due process. But these were things that we had the time to fight. The other thing that was in there, though, was the subject to foreign governments thing. And then along comes CETA, which ties us in with the European Union. So we've got NAFTA on the south of us, and we've got the European Union to the east of us. And what we've got there is a situation where the European Union is using food regulation standards that are probably at least as draconian as the Codex guidelines that we've all been fighting for years. So here's our government aligning us by an international obligation with the European Union, which already has guidelines almost identical to Codex, and at the same time introducing and passing and furthering and vigorously fighting for legislation that makes us subject to just such foreign obligations.
Right, and I know that, you need a prescription to get some vitamin C in Europe now. They've started restricting health supplements there. I'm looking at CETA right now, and Czech visa issue emerges as Canada-EU free trade obstacle from CTV News from May 7th, 2010. It was signed in May of 2009 and supposed to be negotiated for another two-plus years. But this is basically, the North American Union's done. It was March 2005 to pretty much 2010.
Mm-hmm.
This is the final merging of the different continental regional trading blocks into the world government.
Now, I have a little theory to advance. This is major education, people. You need to listen up. Okay, here's the trick. You've got NAFTA on one side. You've got CETA on another. You've got all these different. How many trade groups have we joined over the past 50 years? We have joined every possible club that you could join. And the problem with these clubs is they're not clubs. They're not social organizations. They are not friendship meeting places. These guys do not operate in that fashion. What they are is a contractual obligation between your nation and a bunch of other nations, and they can be enforced, and they supersede our own law. So now we are signed with everybody, and if anybody outside of Canada wants to enforce against us internationally, they may now do so.
Right,
and
that's part of C6 and
now,
Codex.
Now, interestingly, yeah. There's a piece of legislation on the boards right now, C-474, which is a bill that stops GMO seed from being used unless it can be proved that it does no harm. Well, interestingly, the CETA agreement includes the mandating of Monsanto seed. So C-474, which is about to come out of committee and go back for second reading, as I understand it now, could very well be the first piece of legislation that is struck down by a foreign obligation. Now, that could be real interesting, but this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. You cannot legislate domestically against an international threat. Our courts have no jurisdiction over international bodies. So now we've got all these different international obligations, and they're going to trip over each other because each one is different, and each one has a different group of nations to whom we are obligated. So you know, just from the number of agreements that there are, that there's going to be a point at which they stumble over each other. Well, what do you need when you have a traffic jam? You need a cop, don't you?
A global super cop, and that's what these agreements are. These agreements are Canadians agreeing to let unelected bodies of bureaucrats dictate our policy and the policy of the whole world. And that's why I'm totally against, and I'm sure you are, the United Nations Agreement, the World Trade Organization Agreement, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, the World Health Organization Agreements. Every single one of these diktats where big pharmaceutical companies can go to the World Health Organization and say, hey, can you declare a pandemic so we can sell 5 billion vaccines to probably a quarter of the people who actually use them, but we'll still get the money. And that's what's happening here at the international level. What do you recommend people do, Dee? Because you can't just give people problems. That's not nice. People have enough problems. Reactions and solutions. You're clearly fired up about this. That's a great reaction, as am I here on the radio. Solutions. How do we battle world government, especially since representatives of that world government are going to be corporate crocs slapping us in the face in about 3 weeks with the G20 summit?
Well, you know, I mean, we could talk about that one for about an hour and a half, and you know it. But here's the thing. I've been saying to people, and people have looked at me like I ought to be committed, for about 10 years now, that this nothing is going to happen, nothing is going to change until people change, until they take the initiative and simply say no. You see, none of this could have happened. None of this New World Order stuff, none of any of it could have happened without our own complicity. And none of us are innocent.
Agreed.
Whatever we've allowed is what we've got. Now, if you want to stop that train, you've got to pull the cord, don't you?
Well, listen, the solution will happen with our complicity. The problems, everything's with our complicity because we are free people here. It's interesting, Dee. While the New World Order has been attacking our health, they've been fluoridating our water and chemicaling us, and as I walk around the streets of Toronto, I'm seeing posters or ads for cancer every 10 feet. Cancer run this, cancer run that. I'm like, oh, my God, do we need this much cancer research? I guess we're all going to get cancer.
No, I mean, what we need is things like, some of the most effective remedies on the planet, like, for instance, maple syrup and baking soda, for God's sake. Things as simple as that can alkalize the system and make unbelievable strides in healing things like cancer. And the medical community knows very well that alkalinity in the body is the key to health. In many situations, there would be no disease at all if we were living in a state of, you know, eating a diet that created an alkaline environment in our body, and if we were not ingesting all kinds of pollution every day in air, water, and food.
Absolutely.
I mean,
how do people worldwide?
Unbelievable.
How do people worldwide survive?
What kind of crap is being, you know?
Exactly. Dee, how do people worldwide survive without all the big pharma side drugs? It's because they don't use them. And so that's one to grow on right there. Just wrapping up the interview right now, I agree with you. My only point about watching all this stuff and all the attacks on us is that we're doing remarkably well despite them. People are nice, people are friendly, people are intelligent, and the New World Order needs us to finish building them their giant rocket ship to the stars and their giant tools for depopulation. So they can't have us so stupid that we can't get stuff done for them, which means we should be smart enough to figure out what they've been doing to us. Ms. Dee Nicholson, I want to thank you for your time. Please shout out your websites and where people can find your work.
Well, we're at CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org, and I'd also like to point out an online source that I contribute to every month, and that's the Agora magazine out of Vancouver, which goes online with every edition. And it's the website there is www.theagoranational.ca. Agora is spelled A-G-O-R-A.
Fantastic. Ms. Dee Nicholson, thank you so much for your time, and have a great rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm going back to bed, dude.
Fair enough. You've been working hard. You deserve it. I appreciate the time. Ms. Dee Nicholson, everybody, thanks so much, Dee.
Thanks. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
And again, that was Ms. Dee Nicholson, CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org and the Agora National. The AgoraNational.ca, A-G-O-R-A National, paper out of Vancouver, online, now moving to an offline edition, where they basically are distributing 20,000 copies in Vancouver. I was on a radio show with Dr. Christopher Holmes a few weeks ago, where we were discussing. I was on with Dan Merchant, editor of the Agora, or Agora, as Dee calls it. When you read something and it's in your head, and then that's how you tend to pronounce it. But she could be right, I could be right. Doesn't matter. The paper's right about a lot of things, and that's the important thing. So there you have it, folks. Ms. Nicholson talked about that, and yet they are trying to dumb us down. They are trying to get us to think we're less capable of things. You know, people are getting in the habit of saying, you know, I don't understand. Again, get up, stand up video by Bob Marley yesterday. I was grabbing for my bloggage. And at blackchristian.blogspot.com, And I look at the comments, and again, I think YouTube is heavily controlled by people, but the comments on the Bob Marley Get Up, Stand Up Live in Dortmund Germany video that was favorited with 35 thumbs uppers, and is the main comment on the site. And again, I don't know if this is an accurate representation of, you know, what should have happened, but this is what's there right now. It says, wow, what genius. No one will ever be able to understand, you know, this guy. And it's like, well, you know, I mean, that, it's ironic, but that statement is ironic. But think about it. He tried to make things as simple as possible. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Some people say great God will come from the sky, take away everything, and make everybody get high. But if you know what life is worth, then you would look for yours on earth. So now you see the light, eh? Stand up for your rights. I mean, it just doesn't get any simpler than that, folks. And so to say we can't understand great thinkers, to say this stuff is above our head, this is the New World Order turning us into zombies, basically. They're basically trying to say there's a world full of experts. They know things. You don't. They figure out things. You don't. You get what to say. And Bertrand Russell, about 100 years ago, New World Order social engineering philosopher, said that at some point, you know, in Brave New Worlds, Aldous Huxley, the author, in 1933, wrote Brave New Worlds. 62, he wrote, guys, I wasn't joking 30 years ago. I kind of had some intel from the people who run the world. But they've opined that soon it will be as difficult for man to rebel as it is for sheep to rebel against the practice of eating mutton. Now, I don't think that necessarily that we have to get taken out that way. But here at Yahoo.com, just a quick look, giant sinkhole creates a chilling scene. And there's a giant sinkhole in Guatemala City, a giant hole in the ground. How you're losing $1,500, man has world's best brain. Adam Lambert promises sexy but tasteful tour. Lady Gaga reveals she would have opened for Jackson tour. all sorts of random nonsense, random gibberish. Go to CanadiansForHealthFreedom.org to fight for your health freedom and the health freedom of other Canadians. Because hey, if other people aren't healthy around here, you're not going to have no one to hang with, and that'll suck. But before Mr. Michael Clifton takes you for a jazz bungee experience that you will not forget, replacing Mr. Bill Watson, who's hopefully doing very well where he's at least temporarily replacing him, and filling in wonderfully every Thursday. I'd like to shout out a couple of websites where you can get some information. Infowars.com, a great place for overall news. CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com, Alan Watts radio shows are priceless to give you the big picture. Once you have the big picture, you know, the little pictures look a lot, they're a lot easier to see, and so you just don't get fooled by random stuff. You can actually crack up at a lot of the ideas that the bad guys, the New World Order types, are putting out there. Also, naturalnews.com mentioned a couple of articles today. There's also some great stuff in Natural News, like, you know, eat this, you know, magical fig to make your hair pretty or whatever. So tons and tons of soft news as well as hardcore news there. Also, henrymakow.com for overall news and relationship news. What else? And locally, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, great site. Hopefully folks will be on the streets this Saturday, and so you can check them out and check us out at Dundas Square, Young and Dundas. Also, PressForTruth.ca, doing some amazing work on the G20. Before the G20 shows up, go to PressForTruth.ca to see what they've been up to so far and how the preparations for this have been going and how we should be treated during this summit. If we decide that we don't want to be treated badly early, then it's going to make them a lot tougher for them to do it. So, TorontoTruthSeekers.com, PressForTruth.ca, ConspiracyCulture.com, great book and DVD store, Queen and Roncesvalles, Toronto Street News newspaper out there, and so on and so forth. Tons of great people doing great work in this city. But before the protest, which is in 23 days, I'm going to leave you with my song F of Protest, again, the radio edit, just to give you an idea of what we could be doing instead. It's been June 3rd, 2010. Peace out, everybody.
That's why I say for protest, you gon' do before this. That's why I say for protest, you gon' do before this. Lawn sun stay shining, I stay grinding, rain check still smiling. Gather round full class, before you gather round for your mask. While they mask the truth, I'm asking you, ain't there something you can do to tell the truth to someone new, or even someone old?
Don't matter, you heard it. Now the story needs told. Can't wait till they burn it. We in a whole well universe. When they sell in hell, and we rehearse. So do what you wanna, see them showing up. No, you're just doing what they want, son. That's why I say the protest. You gon' do before this. That's why I say the protest. You gon' do before this. Long as sun stay shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling. Been the same since the 60s. Got us this far. Where the hell is we? And where we going next? 20 countries run the world. That got me vexed. So I say screw a text, make them bleed with the screed so the people feel blessed. Can't chill, feeling stressed. I'm young and I'm best. Post no bills, I say hell yes. So what you stand for, if you really stand for it, stand for it before. On the streets there's a war for the minds of the poor who late for the war. Worldwide rebellion. Can't you see? For some rock concert yelling. Fans blowing off steam. Ain't spelling my way out. That's why I'm yelling. That's why I say the protest. You gon' do before this. That's why I say the protest. You gon' do before this. That's why I say the protest. You gon' do before this. Long as sun stays shining, I stay grinding. Rain check still smiling.